Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. British drug maker AstraZeneca on November 23rd said its COVID-19 vaccine candidate being developed by the University of Oxford has shown an average efficacy of 70%. The potential vaccine against the novel coronavirus may be around 90% effective, the company said, citing interim analysis of its results from the late-stage clinical trials. While the White House has said Americans could get a COVID-19 vaccine shot as early as December 11th or 12th, after Pfizer applied for an emergency use of authorization of its vaccine candidate, the Indian government is exploring the modalities of emergency authorization and the usage of anti-COVID-19 vaccines pending completion of phase 3 clinical trials and regular licensure. Union Health Minister Dr. Harshvardhan has said that a locally developed COVID-19 vaccine candidate could complete its final trials in a month or two, raising hopes for a rapid rollout in the country with the world's second highest number of infections. The state-run Indian Council of Medical Research and privately held Bharat Biotech has this month started the third stage trials of Covaxin in a process that would involve 26,000 volunteers. It is the most advanced Indian experimental vaccine. The measles, mumps, rubella or the MMR vaccine may provide protection against COVID-19 according to a study that could also explain why children have a much lower case rate as well as death rate of the disease than adults. The MMR vaccine has been theorized to provide protection against COVID-19 and now the study published in the journal Embio provides further proof of this by showing that mumps IgG titers or levels of IgG antibody are inversely correlated with the severity in recovered COVID patients previously vaccinated with the MMR2 vaccine. Gujarat has recorded 1,495 new cases of the novel coronavirus on November 22nd, taking the total number of cases in the state to 1,97,412. With over 17.8 lakh cases, Maharashtra's COVID-19 tally remains the highest among Indian states and union territories, according to the Union Health Ministry. The rapidness at which COVID vaccines are being developed will now have a significant effect on new technologies that will develop in faster drug discoveries, lowering the cost and making it more affordable for the poor, Union Health Minister Harshvardhan has said today. The process which used to take 10 years to produce vaccines is now done almost in 10 months, he added. Assam has reported its lowest daily surge in new COVID cases in nearly 6 months as 86 more people tested positive for the infection on Sunday. A 60-year-old woman succumbed to the infection, pushing the state's COVID-19 death toll to 974. The state reported less than 100 new cases for the first time since May 28, with 73 infections which were detected. The fresh infections have actually pushed Assam's COVID-19 tally to over 2.1 lakh. The death rate remained constant at 0.46% for the last fortnight. And in a very sad news, Assam former Chief Minister Tarun Gogoi has passed away after experiencing post-COVID complications. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to hold virtual meetings with chief ministers on November 24 to review the response of states and UTs to the COVID-19 crisis. Emergency authorization of vaccines and their distribution also are likely to be discussed with the states. This comes at a time when multiple drug makers have announced positive results from clinical trials for COVID-19 vaccine. Amid a rise in COVID cases in the country as well as in the state, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath led Uttar Pradesh government on November 23rd has revised its guidelines. Under the new norms, the state government has restricted the number of guests at a wedding venue to 100. Delhi Health Minister Satendra Jain on Monday attributed the high COVID death rate in the city to the pollution caused by stubble burning and expected a downtrend in it in the next 2 to 3 weeks. The minister told reporters that here the pollution due to stubble burning created a big problem in Delhi. It also caused problems in breathing and those who had COVID-19 inhaled the smoke, which aggravated the seriousness. Its effect on the city's COVID-19 death rate will go away in the next 2 to 3 weeks since pollution due to stubble burning has lessened in the last few days, he also added. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. Drug firm Glenmark Pharmaceuticals on Monday said, as per a recently published data on oral antiviral medication favipiravir was found to provide multiple benefits in COVID-19 treatment, including faster time to clinical cure. These findings were observed in a randomized control phase 3 clinical study conducted by the company, and the results have been published online in the International Journal of Infectious Diseases, Glenmark said in a regulatory filing. South Korea has reported another daily rise of more than 200 new COVID cases on Monday. That's a day before tighter social distancing rules to blunt a third wave of infections took effect. The daily tally of 271 cases also fell from 330 reported on Sunday after hovering above 300 for 5 straight days, a level not seen since August, according to the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency. Officials have also said the numbers tend to drop during the weekends due to less testing. Russia suffers worst daily caseload increase. Moscow has reported 25,173 new infections, the greatest such figure the country has seen in a single day since the pandemic began. The Kremlin has also said it is up to regional authorities to decide what measures need to be imposed in their regions to curb the virus spread. Everything depends on the number of hospital beds, on the number of medical staff, doctors, hospital occupancy rates, and the rates at which patients are recovering. This is why each governor makes decisions based on the situation in their territory. Moving on, Chinese authorities are testing millions of people, imposing lockdowns and shutting down schools after multiple locally transmitted COVID cases were discovered in 3 cities across the country last week. Many experts and government officials have also warned that the chance of virus spreading will be greater during the cold winter. Recent flare-ups have also shown that there is still a risk of the virus returning, despite being largely controlled within China. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.